listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
They're going to hit you hard and fast. Have you ever had a sex dream about a video game character? I'll tell you mine. Okay. Remember the Toad from Majora's Mask that just bully you all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't that. It was the fish monster from Majora's Mask. Okay. You know, just think about some fishery love in my nightmares. I mean,
I think mine was the chick from Star Fox Adventures. What was her name?
Contra? No. Cortana?
It's something like that. Crystal.
Crystal. Yeah, I need to start with the same.
Crystal from Star Fox Adventures could get it. Yeah.
Dude, genderless Pokemon cat. I can't.
Ditto? Yeah, he gets it all the time.
Mewtwo is genderless, right?
Mewtwo is, yeah.
He's okay.
A test tube baby.
Oh, right. Yeah, but I mean, you could still, I don't know. I don't know. Something that was on my mind. It's like, do people have those kind of dreams? I feel like I never actually have, and it makes me sad, you know?
I don't know. I feel like I don't have those dreams, like, very often, if ever.
I can't think of the last good dream I've had. I usually wake up scared.
I know. I kind of, like, shout in the middle of the night. I, like, wake up. I'm like, ah! Oh, my God! And then I, like...
Are you, wait, is it? Do you have morning wood as well? Yeah. Like, shout with, like, oh, my God!
Yeah, everything. Did I ever tell you that there was a night where I was laying in my bed sleeping and I felt something licking my face?
Is it your cat?
Yeah. So I woke up and my cat was licking my face. My instant reaction was just power slap that cat. I felt bad because there was like, she was like, nah! But yeah, it was like, it was one of the funniest things. I was dying laughing.
Huh. So you think it's funny to knock your innocent cat because it was licking your face?
Yeah, when I'm sleeping. Don't do that. It scares me.
Life lessons with Derek. Yeah.
Don't lick me while I'm sleeping. Because I will slap you.
You can pinch me. You can anything else, but licking? No. There's no way. I've always been scared of someone pulling one of those stupid pranks where, like, they hold your nose while you sleep and then you, like, freak out and
wake up. That's not a prank. That's actually attempted murder, okay? Like, there's nothing funny about that. It's like, oh, I tried to kill you. Like, yeah, you tried to kill me.
Yeah, that's just not, that's not okay. That's,
Nothing is funny about that. Come on.
I hate those kind of, like, the people who do that, like, that was always a fear of mine at, like, sleepovers. I'm like, I swear, if someone fucks with me in my sleep.
Were you there the one night? I think you were. The one kid from high school was there that we stopped, like, talking to. But we did this, like, prank where he would, like, lift his head up really fast and someone held it there. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was messed up. Yeah. He was really pissed off.
Kids are terrible.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't me. That's really, like, that's the moral.
I'm glad we were liked.
Well, see, I got the accolade most unforgettable, but looking back, was it, like, because I was, like, unforgettably ugly? Was it unforgettable? Like, right.
Specify why you were unforgettable.
Yeah. Did I look like a school shooter? What's like?
Right. Like I'm. You're unforgettable because I'll never be safe.
Like... Right. Like why? Like I need an explanation. I saw a while ago. It was a real news story. Someone. It's really messed up. But people wrote in like most likely to bomb a certain kind of building with children in it. And, like, they picked, like, this Muslim girl. And it's just, like, And, like, everyone's like, ha, ha, ha. But then, like, the news picked it up. It's like, no. That's not good.
That's, like, actually.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's not, no. We're past that. So, as the title might describe, why is everything terrible? Well, it starts with Fortnite, okay? The V-Bucks. Sorry, I just happened to notice. I was playing around with the loyalty badges. I didn't know it's saved, so now it's like a little shield instead of a.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. No, I didn't want it to be. I didn't mean to. Do that. They're look. I did a solo video on it, but I want to talk with you about it just to kind of start things off here. Fortnite or Epic, they spent more than they make somehow. And they're estimating $6 billion this year. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, paying for the crossovers, like, where is that revenue going?
I think it's going to creators because they're paying way too much out in the creators fund.
Oh, right. But, the creator code thing.
But don't worry. They're raising V-Bucks prices for everyone by 10% or 10-15% because of their negligence. But it's just like, it screws everyone over. Like, okay, why do I have to pay? Oh, and they cut out 870 jobs, 16% of their workforce.
But it was like mostly, I think you were telling me it like mostly was the Fall Guys team, right? Like,
there was like some kind of, I don't know. I think, I don't know exactly how that happened, but there was like a fair amount from certain departments.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, to me, it's unbelievable that he can admit that, you know, it's like, oh, we're spending too much, but because we're spending too much, we're going to just fire people and we're going to raise prices on everyone else. So it's like, it's literally everyone else's problem, but theirs, you know,
right.
it's just like
anything to fix it. Like, I don't know.
Right. It's like
$6 billion isn't just like, oh, oops, we lost it. Like, that's money. You can literally buy like all of Africa with that kind of money. Like, where did it just go? What are you spending your money on? Like, I get the crossovers for all three of their games, like Rocket League, Fall Guys, and Fortnite. Like, it's not cheap, but it's also not like $6 billion worth.
Well, apparently it is to them. Like,
right. Well, because, like, what is his name? Tim Cook? No, that's the Apple guy.
Tim Sweeney.
Tim Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do something about it. Like, I don't know.
They're taking like a huge loss on the free games for the Epic Store. It's like not doing anything.
Oh,
for
right.
Them. Yeah. There's like, there's that. Well, but
stop that. You don't have to do it anymore. You win. Okay.
Like,
honestly, your launcher's garbage. Honestly, give up on your launcher. Like, look at what Blizzard Steam? Did with Battle.net. Yeah. They're working with Steam now. All of their games are going to Steam. Just give up. Let's go to one PC launcher and, you know, fork over your whatever 10% you have to give to Steam for the sales or whatever. And that's it. Like, Epic's good for publishers, but not good for Epic. Because isn't it like they get a higher revenue cut when they sell their games on the Epic Store versus like Steam?
Yeah. They get
that's
much
like,
higher.
That's like the big draw. Yeah. So, but like, it's costing them way too much. I don't know.
No, see, I don't even care about that. What I care about is that they're piss poor financials and they can't get their own crap together and they're making everyone else pay for it. It's like, you can't like figure out that you're spending too much money, so you can't find a way to cut the fat without losing jobs. Like, but instead you're just raising prices on people. Like, that's such a dick move. That's such a dick move.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know. I think they're going down this really bad road, and they're not the only ones because everything is just terrible these days. But actually,
I see what they're doing in like the company I work for now. Like, it's like all across the board. It's like we're buying stupid stuff, and then like the employees suffer because nobody's getting raises or like the pay cuts are being placed on the employees. Look at GameStop. What they just did. They sent out that email where it was like, yeah, you guys need to do better. You're costing us money. Like,
yeah, you have
this
to
is
do
all
better.
Your fault. Yeah.
All
like you're
your
not
fault.
Selling pro cards enough. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's always been like that for GameStop, right? You know. So I don't know. It's like these big greedy corporations need to just like get kicked in the balls and learn something.
All these different companies spent way too much during COVID times. They thought it was gonna last, and then when it didn't, they're like, "Oh,
right,
it's not our problem. We'll just screw everyone else over." And just to clarify from our comments here, I actually have no problem with the Epic Launcher. It's probably the second cleanest compared to Steam. It's just Steam is just
the launcher
better.
Itself is great, but like Steam is just like so established and like,
right.
I don't know. There's just like
you can do
a lot of features to Steam that Epic doesn't have still.
Local co-op or remote local co-op, which is really cool.
Play. You could do it over the internet too. The remote play over the internet. The achievement system. I just learned about these insane like banners and backgrounds and icon things.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, dude, I like never in my days have I learned what these Steam points were ever for. I had like 10,000 of them and I never used any of them. And I was like, oh, that's what you use them for? Like,
some of it's kind of stupid. Like, some of it's for like new emojis to use in a chat, but no one uses like Steam chat. Discord like just optimized everything, you know? Yeah.
I was gonna say they're like partnered with a bunch of games though, so I bought like a bunch of they had Cult of the Lamb stuff, so I bought like all of the Cult of the Lamb like icons, banners, borders, whatever, and I still have like 7,000 Steam whatever they're called jiggies left.
This isn't Banjo-Kazooie. I wish the currency was Banjo-Kazooie. That'd be pretty cool. It's just there was another company that I had in mind for like just how everything is just awful, but inflation is just terrible. Everything, all the prices are getting raised. Mortal Kombat was $70 on Steam or Switch, and that was, you know, piss poor. And
garbage. Absolute garbage.
Right. It's just, it's unbelievable that they released that. There was something else I was going to bring up, but I totally forgot. What was it about life being terrible with video games? Capcom said that, they like, oh, game prices should be even higher than they are. Like, it's, the head of Capcom, I'll have to find, I don't
especially Capcom, Mr. I remake every game we've ever made and the newer games still suck. Like, come on, Capcom.
He was kind of talking from an analytical point where it's like, it has never caught up with how much money's being put into the games. But, like,
I feel like that's wrong.
Right, like, right, you know, it's like, I'm not, you really want me to pay $100 for these game for a video game? Like, yeah. Like 80 might just be the limit for me personally.
I was gonna say like 80 is the last price I'll pay for AAA games, and then I'm strictly like indie or freemium games.
Right
Honestly, even like freemium games, like I'm playing those a lot more, and like I don't know, I just have a better time with those.
Freemium, really?
Like Marvel Snap or like
But the card game.
Runeterra.
Card game.
Like, yeah, but like those games, I don't know. I just get more joy out of those. So,
get your little dopamine hit.
Right, I could play Marvel Snap for a couple hours, not spend any money on it, and still make progress and get.
Yeah, but they genuinely hate you if you do that.
They like actually hate that I'm like level 1,000 with only putting maybe like $5 into the game.
Oh, you got the welcome bundle with Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Of course. It was you know steal. What? I got the pre-registered bundle too, so because I pre-registered.
Oh, really?
But that was free.
Oh, that's still free, you bastard.
That's right.
It's just, at least Assassin's Creed Mirage is $50. That's like
that's fair beautiful. Price. See, I love that they're doing that.
Which is
like,
weird.
And Ubisoft evolved.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's like, not
literally on their dying legs. Like, it's sad to say, but Ubisoft, you're not. Avatar's not going to be the hit you want it to be.
I don't see that. I think
that's a big flop.
I think they need to wait to sell it like a month before or after the next Avatar movie.
Right.
Because it should have been out
last December when the movie came out. Not right. This December, a year later.
Oh, there's a. It's this December? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it comes out the first week of December.
Is there co-op? Can I be a drag? The dinosaur thing they fly?
I honestly still know nothing about that game. They've had like 3 trailers for it. I know nothing about that game.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason these games need to go up in price. The only reason I could see it, right, is A, licensing. So like Square Enix, for example, spent like a shit ton on the Avengers licensing for that game.
Oh, yeah. But
that's why it was a big flop.
That way?
Or yeah. Because they paid too much to Disney to just be able to make an Avengers game.
Gotcha.
Like Sony with Spider-Man, it's different because Sony owns Spider-Man, so that's literally like free. Like they don't right. have to pay Sony, obviously, because right. they are Sony. Mm-hmm. But like, or the actors they have in it. Like, if they have, like Death Stranding having, like, Norman Reedus, like, a real actor. Like, I'm sure that's a big part of the budget. Let alone the programmers, the graphic designers, you know, the visual artists, the music, all of that stuff. If they have licensed music, that's another big part, too.
I don't know if this is a hot take, but I really don't give a flying fuck when celebrities are in video games. I really don't.
Oh God, no.
Like, oh God, no. I wasn't like, oh my God, Keanu Reeves is in Cyberpunk. I like, you could have had the exact same personality and just a different character and been like, okay, well.
Right. I would have been like, oh, that Keanu Reeves lookalike is really cool. Like, well, look at what's happening with Mortal Kombat. Like, everybody hates Megan Fox in that game. Like, and her voice acting is so terrible. There's no, like, emotion behind it. Like, you're literally...
Oh, it just sounds just like her.
Yeah.
It's just her.
That's it. Yeah, it's just her as a normal person. But you're, like, screwing over these, like, voice actors and, like, that only do video games or whatever. Like, that's... When you fill in, like, a Hollywood actor with instead of a voice actor, like, it just screws them over. And you're paying, like... a tenth of the cost for the voice actor
there
compared to Megan Fox.
Look, I don't think you understand this, so I'm going to try and break it down for you. Megan Fox isn't as popular as she once was. I mean, didn't her and Machine Gun Kelly break up? She's not in Transformers.
She, like, posted her boobs on Instagram. Everybody saw them. They were gross.
So, like, maybe she's like, please. please
let me be in Mortal Kombat.
I hate those videos where they have celebrities in in some kind of filming chair. It's like, yeah, this game really speaks to a wider audience. I can't wait to play Mortal Kombat because it really shows a different, like these, the dumbest stuff they talk about, like trying to make it artistic. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Does anyone really care for those kind of trailers where they're like breaking down different parts of the game through their eyes, you know, and then and then they fake laugh at some stupid cares. Like it just annoys the hell out of me.
What was that stupid one for God of War? Was it Steve Carell where he came? They had the like God. You know? Do you know? Did you see that trailer? What was that? God, hold on.
But he's not in the game though, right?
Live action trailer. No, it was a stupid trailer. No, it was Ben Stiller. I think it was.
Oh wait, well, yeah, when he was in therapy, I thought that was kind of funny. Like that.
But like, that's fine. Like, do it comedic. Don't let them sit down and be like, "Well, yeah, I played God of War. It really helped me motivate myself for this upcoming movie, like Ballsucker 99 or something like that." Like, no, it did nothing for you. You probably didn't even play the game. Granted, there are a ton of actors that play video games. This isn't like harping on that. Like, what's his name?
Henry Superman. Cavill.
Henry Cavill's a giant nerd. Like, it's super cool that he's like super passionate about it. I mean, even like Elon Musk, like, you saw like the Twitter gaming live stream?
Yeah, playing
Diablo.
Yeah.
He was super good at it. I watched it for like an hour. He was like insane playing Diablo. Like, it's not harping on those guys. It's harping on the guys that are, like, literally paid to be in that commercial and just be like, I really liked Pokemon. The yellow rat really spoke to me.
The issue is when they're in the video game and they're like, oh, we have a celebrity in our video game. Let's have them talk about it for a commercial. It's just, like, it's just so annoying. I don't, like, your scripted opinions don't matter to me. Like, unless you're like, you know what, the game could improve on certain ways. You know, like, if they're actually honest instead of just like, this is the best game ever made. Do you remember the Fast and Furious game and like Dom and that girl came on stage?
What a disaster.
We're gamers like you. It's like the worst
that,
game ever.
Yeah, that was such a disaster. That game is like a PS2 downgrade. It's so bad. That's like the new, did you see the new, Avatar The Last Airbender game?
Oh, I honestly wanted you to pick it up and play it. I thought it was so funny.
I kind of want to. If it wasn't $50,
Wait, no, you're joking, right?
It's not actually $50. I think it's $50. Hold on, let me.
Jesus. For $50, it's like Quest for a Piece or something.
$50. It's absolute dog shit. That game, like, is what used to be on, like, the Nickelodeon websites for free.
Oh. And,
now they're charging $50 for it.
Yeah, anyone who, like, bought that... even when you watched the trailer, you could tell it was ass. So, like, who was it for? Just, like, kids that just didn't know better? But those kids would have not watched Avatar in the first place.
It's not for the kid. It's for us.
Right,
like,
right.
It's literally for our generation that right. watched Avatar. And, like, you're not screwing anybody with it. Like, nobody's falling for that. We want a good Avatar game.
Yeah, I don't know why it's incredibly impossible for them. It, like, how do we make this game good? It's not possible. It's not, you know, like, no,
It 100% is. You ever play Marvel vs. Capcom? Okay. Take that formula and make it Avatar The Last Airbender.
I can see that.
There you go. It's not even that hard, right? Like, that's the easiest way you could do it.
They could also do, like, a Fighter Z version of Avatar with different, you know, just, like a fighting game 2D.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Well, see, like, actually, I envision a perfect Avatar game in the style of, like, with CyberConnect 2, like, with Naruto games. Because, like, then you have long range, you know, bending moves and stuff like that. But
I like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, like...
Like, finishers and stuff.
But it might not have a big enough roster to have that. But for a 2D fighting game... you definitely they have enough. They could definitely
pull out at least 16 characters.
Right, right.
Yeah, I could think of
Sokka just like throw boomerangs for his long range attack.
Sokka. I was thinking like Jet would have his like dual like hooks.
Right.
Things like yeah, Katara waterbending, Toph earthbending. They could do it. Uncle Iroh throws like tea at you.
I burn. Dick move. Don't throw tea at people. You know, it's just, I don't know why. They refuse to give Avatar to, like, a AAA studio and just, like, blow it out of the water, you know?
I know, they're, like, so afraid to touch it. Like, anybody, like, reliable.
like, if you gave it to Sony, they would knock it out of the park.
I'd come.
And then I would imagine what they do, and then they'd have Korra, but that'd be like expansion pass. I don't think there's enough Korra content to justify a full game.
No, definitely not.
Even though, what is his name? The evil airbending dude, like the coolest villain ever. That I mean, like that story alone, which had the lowest budget, was the. It was just beautifully done. I don't know. I could talk about Zahid. That was his name?
Yeah.
That was like the coolest stuff. And he literally chokes the queen of the Earth Kingdom by taking the air out of their lungs. That's like Mortal Kombat level shit.
That was what was so cool about Avatar. They like went to those like crazy levels of like, oh well, why can't the waterbenders just bloodbend? Just like yeah, they can't.
We're gonna make that into an
argument. Well, why can't the airbenders just take the air out of my lungs? Oh, they can, and they will.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just like another reason why everything's been terrible. The new Avatar game sucks donkey balls.
They absolutely blew.
Who made it? Actually, I didn't. Avatar.
I don't remember what team, but they should like shut down like now.
It's called Quest for Peace, right? Oh, yeah. No, Quest for Balance. Quest for Balance.
Quest for Hair.
He gets that in Season 3. Developer Bam Tang Games and publisher Game Mill Entertainment. I never heard of Bam
Tang. What are they familiar for? What have they made? What are their qualifications to make my Avatar game?
Yeah, we saw like two episodes and we think we can do it.
I watched the first episode and I made a game based off of all of it.
It's like an unspoken rule that licensed games will be
when your game best, one of the big if your game has a main feature of puzzle solving, I know it's a bad game.
Yeah.
Unless it's a puzzle game specifically. Get that clear.
I'm trying to think. I feel like there was like one licensed game that was really good, but
Avatar
one? Oh, no, in general. But I would say the Transformers, like the first two Transformers games.
Dude, oh my god. Transformer games slap. Movie games? First one and Revenge of the Fallen were so good. I don't think I ever played Dark of the Moon, but...
No, I didn't either, but I think... Yeah. But they
stopped after that.
Revenge of the Fallen, I had so much fun climbing buildings and just sniping people with Megatron's one-hit KO laser.
That game was so amazing.
Man, they easily could make a good Transformers game, but
I know.
Again, it's just... Yeah,
the Shrek games back in the day were so good.
They're unappreciated.
Panda was really good. Oh my, yeah.
Yeah,
like just... shovelware back in the day, like PS2 was like peak. 360 had some bangers, but not enough.
You know, it was a really terrible game that I was incredibly disappointed in. Constantine. It was really bad. I was not.
Did you ever play? What was the Vin Diesel game?
Fast and Furious.
Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, that was great though. Was that licensed?
I don't know. I don't know if it was licensed or just based off the like comic books or whatever they had.
Right. But yeah, I don't know.
Those games were amazing.
Yeah, they were like really good for no reason.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know who. I'm sorry. I'm looking at like the trailer for Quest for Balance. It's just like, this is something you buy your child who doesn't know any better and just like praise they can't see the faults in it.
Yeah, that's like a really disappointing Christmas gift coming up this year.
No, see,
sorry,
that...
son, we got you Avatar Quest for Balance. Oh.
I want Avatar Pandora, you asshole.
Wrong Avatar.
You're killing me.
Oh, that's gonna suck for retail this year. Yeah, can I get the new Avatar game? Which one? The blue people or the air guy?
Well, the markings on their head. Yeah, that's not clear.
Yeah,
enough.
That specify more. They're in the woods a lot. Again.
Yeah, again, you're not.
They're in a war.
Nope. Not
they carry big staffs. You're farther away. Cold, you're cold.
I'm actually making a note of this. It could be a good skit idea. I'll name it.
I could suit back up.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
I got my music. I can suit. I got my Avengers level threat suit ready.
Nice. That's yeah. Worst case scenario, like I'm back one last ride. Oh man, it's just Oh man, I can't think of the last like licensed game like this, but I feel like it's been a while. I feel like they don't really do licensed games anymore.
Shovelware like died with the 360 and PS3.
Well, hold on. Shovelware is alive and well on Switch though. Shovelware
went to like digital only. That's what a lot of it did.
And right.
They don't
right.
like produce it on disc anymore, but
right.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was Oh man, whew, thanks for I need that laugh. It's been rough. It's been rough.
We take the terrible things that are going on in the world and make things better.
Exactly. Let's see. There's something. Oh, I think it was yesterday. It was announced that Nintendo shutting down like Wii U Online and NTS or 3DS Online in April.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. So we knew this was coming. Next year that they were shutting the like. All the online services are ending for the Wii U and 3DS, obviously.
Right.
They did confirm, though, that Street Pass, for whatever reason, and Pokebank will still continue to work, though.
Well, Street Pass is local, right? I mean, that's literally just like...
Street Pass is like a big thing in Japan where you like walk past
right.
and you like...
I don't know, oh, sweet. I got three girls' numbers through my Street Pass.
You like look at your 3DS, you're like... Oh, my God.
Street Pass is really cool at like tournaments and stuff. It was just like,
Like definitely useful when we used to like go to meetups and stuff like that for it. Yeah,
I didn't think they'd have like a motorcycle meetup. I was like, all right, you got your 3DS? Yeah, I got the Majora's Mask version. Oh, sick, you know,
sick. Good job.
That's sick, bro. Yeah, so like, well, one, it means Simple Flips will not be able to play Mario Maker 1 after that moment. You know,
which, yeah, that's sad.
It's like, which is like, it was a phenomenal game too, but
I know they need. I want Mario Maker 3. I want Mario Maker 3 with the Mario Wonder theme in it,
right?
Costumes to come back, but Nintendo refuses to do it, and I don't know why.
So, like, we love money, but we also hate it. Like, why? Right. I'm willing to give
money,
it.
And we're going to give you things you're not ever going to think of that we're going to announce, but you're still going to love them. But we're going to ignore the things you actually want.
Oh, no. Why? Oh. Because we can.
Yeah.
We
can and we will.
I really think they could be on a good pace if they did, like, Mario game, new Mario Maker. Mario game, new Mario Maker. Because they could just keep adding that style. Assuming they do another new style after Wonder, but you know, right. I'm not sure if this is like the official style for years to come, because technically, what the new style was it
new
for like
style
10...
lasted three generations, the DS, the Wii, the Wii U, the 3DS.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah,
or and then the Switch. Yeah,
right,
pretty much.
I will always say that the Wii U honestly was actually an intensely great console that was just marketed poorly. You know, I feel like that console's great.
Absolutely. The virtual console was on point. The games the Wii U had were such bangers, but they just like didn't make right. more of them because the system just didn't sell well.
Right.
We got like one of the best limited edition systems like ever. And it was just like the gamepad change, which
right.
was cool. It was backwards compatible with Wii games, which was cool. Every like the virtual console was awesome. I don't know. The online wasn't complete dog shit for it, so that was kind of nice.
I didn't have like when I played Smash 4, I didn't have huge problems with online.
No, and if you had the LAN adapter,
right.
you were like golden.
I never had an issue. I don't know. I thought the online was pretty. It's like. Good enough. I wish I never traded in for nostalgia purposes, but
yeah,
you know,
at the same time, it was $200 off the Switch, and it had no point.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, we don't have Twilight Princess HD, so there's
literally the only Switch game. Like Nintendo was like, is literally yeah, just. Port over the HD, Wind Waker, and Twilight Princess, and that's it. We'll forget about the Wii U. It's fine.
God, I hope Switch 2 has backwards compatibility. Good, like...
Oh, it better.
Because the Switch Online dying is, to me, a massive deal, because Smash Ultimate is, like, just one of the best games ever made. I went back to playing it recently. I've been playing, like, a few matches every night, just, like, having fun with it. And it's, like, it's such a good game, man. It's so good. It's like, yeah. Man, I really wish they just do more passes and just like support the game.
I know. Come back and even if you don't want to do new DLC, add the features everybody wants, right? Add like the lobbying system so we can like do 2v2s online. Add like a ranked.
Well, there's like, Elite. Well, there's Elite Smash.
Yeah,
but it's not great.
Real ranked system.
No, yeah. I totally get it, because like you can't see leaderboards. You're like, here's your number. It's like, okay, what does that mean? Like comparatively right. to everyone else with
yeah, I don't want a number.
Am I the best Jigglypuff? I don't know. I'm like,
right. I'm number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know what that means.
Right, because like the power scale, because it doesn't go down. Like number one doesn't mean you're number one.
Right. Number one doesn't mean.
In fact, it means you're the worst. But there's no upper right. limit. Like it's not like. The cap is 20,000. You know, you just don't know. Right. It's just annoying. It's just the special editions have been really good. Like the Pokemon one I have, the Zelda, the Tears of the Kingdom one you have.
Yeah,
you know, it's just it's a fear. Like I don't want to. I definitely going to keep it no matter what. But
the library is just so perfect. Right. I don't know. Like it literally, we've been getting games I never thought we would ever get. For another like Nintendo console, like I just bought they remastered Bait and Kados 1 and 2, which is this like
never
super obscure GameCube yeah. game where it has like a card battle system, but like they had like a physical edition come out through PlayAsia, so I ordered it through them. But like I never thought we would get that game, and to buy those games on GameCube, they're like $300 games,
right?
So like I would never have been able to play them other than like ROMs or whatever, I guess.
Because those prices is more for collectors than it is for...
Oh, yeah. You know, and so. Yeah, I love having, like, a complete collection. Like, I love having all the physical games.
Right. Which, so. I mean, if anyone might keep the physical library going, it's Nintendo. Like, I mean, I've said it before. I think Xbox yeah. and PlayStation are going to drop physical in the next generation.
Yeah, and like, honestly, I've kind of stopped buying like physical for them, unless it's like a game I know I'm gonna play once and get rid of like instantly.
Right, right.
So,
but Nintendo, I don't think they're gonna go away from cartridges. I just because they don't have the memory to, you know, like.
And the cases are just so clean, like now, like the little cases, like I don't know, right. It's just so nice.
I would imagine you can fit more on a shelf. I'm not sure by how many compared to like an Xbox One. Like,
Definitely thinner. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So maybe
I think it's like 2 to 3 comparison. Like 2 PlayStations is 3 Switch games or something like that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, hey, still, like you can fit more, and like for you know, for like people like you who collect the physical editions, it's right. Nice.
Yeah.
Man. Remember when a game came with instructions, like instruction manual?
I don't know.
I miss it.
So nice. I miss like game guides too. I bought the one for Tears of the Kingdom, but like it just has like a collector's item more.
So. Actually, I like encyclopedias instead of necessarily guides. So like nice. Like Elden Ring.
They're super
like,
nice.
Like
oh, I just got the second one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Like. Also, did I tell you I completely ruined my Halo encyclopedia and I was super pissed off?
How?
So I kept it in a cabinet in my bathroom because right. It's like my toilet read. I'm like, this is, and it was nice. Like, you know, like this massive yeah. book. And also, fun fact, it was actually the actual first, like, quote unquote hit we ever had on TikTok where I did like a skit for it. That was like the first one. But like one day, or like I didn't read it for like a month. I forget why. I was just like, yeah, whatever. I come back to it, and it's just like the pages were like drenched and like black because the like the steam and stuff from the bathroom built up over time. Humidity. I just didn't think about it. I'm like, God. And it's like it wasn't like the book was damp. It was just ruined. Like the binding, the color was gone. Everything was just like, right. I'm like. Oh. Fuck meme. I was pretty sad by that. You know, it was just but it was really cool. It was like the history of Halo. I love that kind of stuff where it has like an intense amount of lore. Assuming it's correct. I hate when companies like Nintendo of all screws up like their Historia and then it's like what do you mean this is before this? Like remember how hard they screwed up the timeline? It was like They messed up the order.
It's completely they'll never fix it too. Like they just refuse to go back. I collect Destiny does them. They call them like their anthologies, and it's like all the lore in the games. But they have them like numbered, and they keep coming out with them as they do like new seasons and new expansions and stuff. So it's like it keeps going. I think they're up to like 8 books or something by now.
But I can't stand it when companies retcon their lore. It just pisses me off. Like, League of Legends does it all the time. Not that I'm into League of Legends lore, but I would be, like, so mad if like, this is kind of a weird example of, like, Pokemon just, like, retconned. Like, oh, Mewtwo was never a lab baby. It was actually, you know, like, full-on aliens. Like, what? You know, the whole point of it was being man-made, you know? Like, if they did that, like, I'd be so, like, it's just annoying. Like, dude.
Right. It's stupid.
Like, why would...
Yeah, there's, like, no reason for it. I mean, they kind of do it with some stuff, right? Like the legendaries, for example. Like, the birds. And then we got, like, the Galar birds. And it was like, oh, well, they're the same but different. But
well, no.
Like, no, there's only one of each.
At first, they didn't explain it well enough. They're like, oh, this one's Zapdos. And it's like, what? Galarian Zapdos. Like, so there's alternate forms? It doesn't make any sense. But then they... I'm not sure if they even retcon, but they, like, technically clarify. They're like... It happens to look like Zapdos, so they named it Zapdos. That's right. Stupid. That's just stupid.
Right. Name it something else.
Right, you know, it's like, you know, then they got the big brain idea, like, what if we had convergent, you know, the species? That's fine. Like, you know, instead of Diglett, it's a Wigglet. Like, okay, fine, it's a different name. Why'd you do that with those?
Right.
You know, like, I don't know. Those three in particular was just really stupid. That was like... That's probably like the biggest blunder in Pokemon lore. It's like, how do you and they're also in the anime now.
Yeah.
So I have to watch it, but I'm very curious on the like do they explain it in there? Did they just say Moltres? Does Ash's dad finally make an appearance? There's so many questions I need answers to. You know, like.
Yeah.
Was he cheating on Ash's mom? That's why he couldn't make it to dinner? You know?
Right, how do you end Ash's series and not bring his dad back?
Yeah, I thought that was like a, that was a big blunder and a dick move, because like he would have to know that your his son became the world champion, right? Like,
right, it was televised literally to every region. If everybody else in the world was watching it, his dad should have been watching it somewhere.
Right, you know,
I have a feeling they're gonna bring Ash back at some point. It probably won't be for a while, just as like a, hey, I'm a Chad bro now. Like, here's my Zygarde.
He's got like all of Misty's sisters around him. He's like, what's up, bro? What's
up? He's Gary now. He like pulls up in the Corvette. He's like, later, loser.
I totally forgot that happened. That Gary traveled in style. He just
I wonder how he was a champ before he became terrible.
How many Pokemon do you think he's run over with this car? Do you think like it's true?
Oh, I popped a tire.
Oh my god, no! This is like all these dead Caterpies.
That's gonna kill me.
Wait, is Oak rich?
Yeah, he runs over a Squobit.
Oh, that's nasty. You know, also was also terrible and totally forgotten about. Forspoken. No one talks about it anymore. After its DLC drop, no one like.
Did anybody even play the DLC?
Did it even any of the suckers who bought like the, you know, super special edition that came with it, you know?
Oh, right, they got it.
Stop. The ones that got really screwed. The ones that were like, oh, yeah. What? Oh, I can't believe I bought this game.
Yeah,
that was seriously. Only good for content creators, and it was only good because you could, you know, like, just bash on it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, man. You know, I'm like, I've been jonesing to play the Naruto game.
Like, I'm so excited for the new one. Oh, like, I can't wait. I always just want to go back and play them.
Oh, we never.
We should play like all of them. Are they co-op?
Well,
the Clash of Ninja games. I think I have them all.
They're not co-op.
Oh, I might want to.
Like, also, doesn't the PS4 and 5 like stop you from quote unquote recording? Oh, and no, that's only in the console now through a capture card. I was gonna say it stop you from recording the cutscenes, but.
The like actual console recording this, which is nonsense.
Is there
like,
any way to disable that? Because that's super annoying. I would just get rid of the
capture
off.
Card. I assume.
No, yeah, but I mean, like,
through there.
What? But like, listen, when you have a capture card plugged in and a cutscene happens, does it still pop up that it can't be recorded?
Oh, you might be able to turn off the notifications for it. Yeah, but I don't think you can like actually turn off the like it does not record thing.
Gotcha. That would just like, I don't know why they did that, because you know, people have capture cards, right? Like, it's not, you're not really stopping anyone. Only people who
right.
just
no, but that is stopping nobody. And right. What does it matter? Your show is being pirated. Don't who cares about the video game cutscene.
So what are you saying?
Yeah, I want to play the like older games before the new one comes out.
But like,
I don't know when. But
what's so like? Not to discourage it, but at least for the Ultimate Ninja Storms, what is the point? Because then doesn't the next game just go over the first one anyway, gameplay wise?
No.
Well, they recap it.
Not all of them. The first two, I think you don't have to play. Hold on, let me. I gotta look at the like covers. Is it Clash of Ninja? Is that no? What are these? Clash of Ninja was the older ones.
Yeah. The bond that ties is from like after Gaara to the end of just base Naruto or the Sasuke fight, really.
No, what is the new series called?
Ultimate Ninja Storm.
Oh, no, thank you.
How do you what?
I like could not think of it for the life of me. All right. There's one, the first one goes up until the Sasuke fight. The second one. Actually, there might
be. Wait, the first one only goes up to. Oh, wait. So the first one just beat. So it completes just base Naruto.
The first one's base Naruto.
Right.
Ultimate Ninja Storm 2, I think, is the beginning of Shippuden?
Huh.
Actually, I think they are, like, in order.
Right. That's why.
So you play one for base Naruto. Two goes up until Pain, I think.
That makes sense.
Three goes into the Great Ninja War.
Right, but I think you play all of two though. Like you play up until the Great Ninja War. I don't think you just play right after.
I don't remember one was where one the game starts with the Madara fight.
Yeah, but that's only that's
because I remember that's... it ended right at the Madara fight, one of them, and I was like, "What the hell is this?" And it was because the like anime was on a hiatus or something, and they couldn't finish the game.
Oh no, you're talking you're talking about the Obito mask fight, right? Where No, but they had their own ending, quote unquote, where the war just ends because you beat Obito. That was the ending to 3, I believe.
Right. So what is connect? What's the one with all of them in it?
4.
Revolution. No, Revolution.
Revolution was the top, like the stopgap, and they had like a world tournament, and that's where Mecha Naruto came in.
Right. So that didn't play through any of the normal story?
I don't believe so. No,
it. I thought it did like the end of it.
I don't think so, but
I don't know. I'm gonna have to. So you're right. No, sorry. Revolution was that one. Generations is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, what
generations go through.
That's a good. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it
from the start of
Naruto. Right. It might be just the beginning of Naruto, and then. But I never played that one.
The story. I don't care about the gameplay. Anime cutscenes. So you go through. It's like tales of people. What? This is so weird.
Oh yeah, no. Some of them. I remember that. Where they did like they filled in some gaps in the anime. So like they showed it was really cool. The how they recruited some of the Akatsuki members. That they didn't go over in the show, like
that's right. You're right. Yep. Yeah, I remember it now. Yeah. So all of this was just kind of like fill in tie-ins.
Right. Right. Which is so cool. Like it was all actual anime.
There was a lot of cool back stuff that like wasn't ever explained in the show.
So back to what we're talking about. I just want to play a new one.
I'm ready for the new
one. When are we gonna get a good One Piece game though? You know, like
dude, the new one was so bad. And I hate
the Odyssey.
Odyssey. It was like a
turn-based
like strategy game or something. Give me Naruto in One Piece. Literally, give me Naruto for One Piece, and give me Naruto for Dragon Ball.
I'm just surprised they're doing it for Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen's the next one, which is fine as long as it's a clone of the Naruto games. Don't stop these like branching paths that suck. Or branching game types that suck. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
you have a good formula. Do it that way.
Have you seen the reviews for Mirage?
I saw was IGN gave it like an 8.
There's
like, it's good, but the story's like not deep, and I'm like, I don't care.
There's some publishers or like, you know, websites that are giving it low scores because it feels too much like the original games. Like, that's the point. That's what we wanted. Like, what do you mean? Like, of course, that's exactly what we wanted. That's what we've been asking for. Like,
what is wrong with them?
Just give us give us these games and give us open worlds. You know, like these are, I'd imagine, are much faster to make to some degree.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. So
I also don't need open world Assassin's Creed games anymore. You know, like, they were fun for a while, but, like, go back to the old school system.
See, that's why my solution is make more of these to fill in the gaps for, you know, your...
Right, have two teams. One work on a big one that releases, like, every 4 years. And do small ones every couple of years or whatever.
The, what's it called? Or what they could do is, like, every 4 years, open world, but every 4 years is also... The Mirage kind, except like, so let's just say
2 years,
yeah,
2 years big,
right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like
I'm full of good ideas. Ubisoft, you can pay me later. It's just, I'm oddly excited to play it. Like, I just want to, although I'm scared about the whole like Splinter Cell Convictions thing where it's like they do like a hit tag 3 targets and is insta killing them. Only because,
for the assassinate thing. Like, I assume that's going to be the system for it.
Well, no, I know it is. It's just, I want to know how it feels because I really didn't like in the trailer how you just teleported. That, like, for me, it just ruins the immersion.
Oh, yeah.
Because at least in Conviction, it literally went, I think it was only with shooting though, but like, you know, it, like aim, shot, aim, you know, but this is like, I don't know. I feel like they could have had it. So in some way you just like travel or like, you know, walk the distance.
Right.
I don't know. I just really hope, like, I hope it doesn't like ruin the immersion for me. I think it's a great idea for Assassin's Creed game. But I just hope that it doesn't like make it either too easy or just isn't.
Like, I assume it's going to be on like a crazy cooldown, like some sort of ability.
Right.
So you're not going to be able to like use it as often as it you probably think you will. So I don't think it'll break the immersion too much. Did you see the deluxe edition stuff though? It like almost got me to upgrade. No. There's like I think it's just a digital deluxe version, but it's a bunch of like Prince of Persia stuff, and you get these sweet like flame swords or something like that. I like just saw the trailer for it today on like Instagram or something like that. But yeah, it looks cool. Like it was very cool cosmetics that they are doing
deluxe,
for it.
Deluxe pack. Unlock a Prince of Persia inspired outfit, eagle and mount skins, weapons and more. I mean, it's $10 more. Get the game on your platform of choice. Thank you. Digital collectibles, digital art book and soundtrack. Do they ever let you use that soundtrack outside of like?
Nope. Okay. It's dumbest thing. It's like you download it on your PlayStation or Xbox, and you can listen to it on there. Yeah. When am I ever gonna do that?
That's really annoying. Like,
give me a code.
Yeah, they really should. I mean, so I think there's some companies that'll put it on like Spotify and Apple Music, which is fine. But if I'm gonna own it,
Baldur's Gate soundtrack is on there. I think Square Enix put like all of their music on there to listen to.
But if I'm gonna own it, then I should be able to, you know, play it at my discretion on what I want to play it on, which would be like, you know, actual PC or something. I don't know. I would love to know the percentage of people who actually use like their PlayStation or Xbox just to blast, you know, game soundtracks, you know, like, oh yeah, Mirage is bumping right now, you know? Yeah. Wait, they don't let you, well, I know Spotify, Apple Music are on there, but I wonder if they let you play these kind of soundtracks over other games.
I don't know.
Cause I know you can with like,
Apple it's Music, like an though. App,
right?
Like, it's a separate app for that soundtrack. So I don't know how it works. Like Spotify, you can play like whenever.
You know, we talked about like how if it may return to the GameStop within 2 days, like, could get the game full back.
Right.
Well, while I don't know if that's, I read the GameStop like refund policy. I didn't see anything about it anywhere, so I'm not sure if they removed it.
I think they got rid of it, or it's called like the guaranteed to love it or whatever, where you could like trade it in to like get a full trade back of it within 48 hours or whatever. But I don't know if they do it anymore.
Right.
I also haven't been to GameStop.
Has anyone?
A long time. Actually, I that's a lie. I went last week to pick up Pikmin 1 and 2. And then before that, though, I think the last game I picked up was Pikmin 4 in July. So.
We're going to is there a pre-order? I was just trying to see if I can't find anything confirming or not confirming if it's still the case. But what I didn't think about, which might honestly be worth it for me, is it is included in Ubisoft Plus. So if you, like, and it's 15 bucks a month, but if you just pay it once and just beat it within that month and just cancel it, like, you know, like you could just do it that way, you know, like it is a short game.
Yeah.
If you don't plan on keeping it. I don't know. Did you plan on keeping it? No, of course not. Like, you idiot. So I thought it'd be like it's like an interesting way to get around it. Oh wait, is there a free trial? Ubisoft Plus free trial. I know. I actually.
That's the big brain. Yeah. That's the big brain play. Hold on.
Because Ubisoft Plus is on it is on Xbox. I don't know if it's on PlayStation, but I know I've used it before, unfortunately. And I accidentally let it lapse, so I paid for an extra month, and I was like, fuck. I was really pissed off about it. But, I mean, that doesn't mean I can't use another account, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Also, we never really talked about it, but I did a solo news thing. Everyone should really check it out. But did you see or hear that Resident Evil or like full on games like Mirage is coming to the iPhone 15.
Oh yeah, we talked about it. Like,
did we?
Just like us.
Us. Like, okay.
Us talking about it. Yeah. I mean, I forgot my response. I was like, it's cool that the phone can do that, but also like, I still would want to use like a controller. Like, I'm not going to use touch control.
No,
like,
no, I agree. Right.
It's cool. It can do it, but I see no point.
I'm sure
there's like uses for it for people who like travel,
right?
Or like, I don't know, you don't own a TV for whatever reason, or an Xbox, or a game system. You know, it's cool.
Right.
It's a cool feature. I do not see the purpose of it.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. But on the other hand of it, I genuinely think this opens the floodgates for like Apple getting into the game war. I really do, because one, Mirage.
Oh, they'll put it on Apple on Arcade.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that like, I think they're gearing up to be a genuine competitor to like Xbox and PlayStation, because now, first of all, if you buy it on iPhone, you also get it on iPad and MacBooks. If they have the M1 chip.
To buy it separately?
No. I'm saying it's like, you know,
You buy it on MacBook, you don't get it for the iPhone and stuff?
No. It's the opposite. I'm saying that if you buy it on any Apple device, you can play on any Apple device.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So like that's a pretty big deal. Like,
cool.
Because then that means you can be portable and not be portable. Granted. On the iPhone, I'm not sure about the other two, but I know on iPhone, it caps you at 30 frames per second for these games. I'm not sure if that's a limitation of the iPhone or the game developer, but it's like, that's for these single player games, that's really not a big deal. Like, you know, playing Village at 30 frames, it's locked to 30
not
frames.
Really.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But like,
and on the smaller screen, you're not going to notice it.
But like, I think other game companies are going to be like, wow, why don't we put our game on an iPhone now that we know they can handle it? So, like, let's get Dead Rising on there. Let's get not Halo, but not first publisher games, but like, you could easily, if they can handle Village, which I thought looked really good, like graphically, I have to assume it can handle a lot of other games that are older, you know?
Pretty demanding, yeah.
All right, well, demanding too, but like, just on the older scale. I just like I'm trying to wish I had some I don't know I'm just trying to think of like good examples of
player games. It's definitely just like another market, I guess, right, for these guys, like, but the developers,
because now if you're a teenager, like, oh, I can play would have been fucking sweet to play like Assassin's Creed Mirage while you're in school, you know, like, dude, you know, as when you're in high school, I think you'd get used to touch controls.
I
think
love
it. Right, exactly.
There was a really terrible version of Elder Scrolls Oblivion for like the Razer phone. Remember those?
Really?
The flip Razer.
I know the flip.
It was like a tactile click one, and it was so much fun though. I would have loved to have been able to like play, play like Overwatch in the middle of math class or something.
I don't know if it'll be well with multiplayer games, because you have to consider like the online functionality, but for single player games, like, it's having your phone on you is infinitely more convenient than bringing your Switch with you, and it actually would probably run better on. Wait, Village isn't on Switch, right? Neither is the remake. For remake,
it is for cloud. It's cheating.
It's not even cheating. It's just bad. Like, if I'm gonna play a cloud version, I'm just not gonna play cloud version. That's
right.
It's not, you know, but
it's it's definitely like a cool market for these guys. It's just, is it worth it for them to develop the game for like a phone as well?
I think it is. Like, I really do.
If you don't have a controller though, like, you have to use touch controls.
Right.
You're like recreating the whole game. And touch controls suck dick, let me tell you. I played enough mobile games in my life to tell you that even like I played like Fortnite mobile, it like, it's impossible. You can't, unless you're like a 12-year-old kid and your hand-eye coordination is like actually good.
Well, that's the thing. But they've mastered it. We're like, it was before our time, you know? Or right. after. No, after, right? After our time?
After.
After, yeah. After our time. So, like it's hard for us to adapt, but, like, at younger, you know, people, they're totally fine with it. People are able to play competitive Fortnite on a touch, you know, on, like, an iPhone at a time.
Right.
But, yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's uncomfortable. Like, I would never do it, but it's much easier to have, like, a backbone. You know, those things are just very convenient. True. You just, So, I think this is honestly the start of, like, the Apple's, like, foray into actual gaming. Before it was a joke, you know, like, they're like, oh, we're gonna get Death Stranding on the Mac. Like, dude, it sucks. Like, it just sucks. But
Jetpack Joyride 2 is exclusive to Apple Arcade.
Yes, okay, but, signing up for it. But it's still great, though.
I was hurt. I was pissed. Yes, I will never let that down. But.
Right, right. So I don't know. I think it's exciting. But I also never picture myself buying a game on my iPhone. Right.
That's the problem. Yeah, it's just right. How like realistic is it? Well, but, I mean, it'll sell. It'll work. It'll.
Oh no, definitely work.
I think in like the West, I think it's a big thing too. I think that's going to be like mobile gaming is like way bigger over there than it is here.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh no. Yeah. It's massive over there. So
that's like a good market for those guys. Maybe not here. Maybe that's why I'm not thinking of it. It's going to be as big as it is.
Right.
But yeah, if it's capturing that market over there, like those guys are playing like Genshin Impact and stuff for like hours and hours on their phone. Like, they could play Mirage on their phone. So
I just think it's awesome that not only the technology is finally there, but
oh, it's sweet.
Like, yeah. Right, right. Yeah. But like as content creator, I also couldn't do it because like I can't. Like, am I going to screen record the whole thing and then, you know, it's like they're.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would. Yeah, you just screen record it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but now that Apple's finally USB-C, I could theoretically plug in the USB-C cable into it, and it probably would work, but yeah, not that, you know, it's like, oh, now I'm playing games this way. No, no, I mean, I play on my Steam Deck, you know, it's more comfortable, but right. But you filthy Android users, you don't get Mirage on your phone, sucker. Do you feel like an idiot for buying an Android? Is your pen gonna help you now? No. God damn. On
the Android either.
Wait,
but what? We've also had Type C for like 10 years, so congratulations.
Dude, we're making it cool though. Okay, now Type C is officially cool.
You're making it legally cool. Type C.
We're forced to do it, but now it's cool. We're trendsetters. Even though
we were behind it all along. Lightning cable. Okay. Also, let's talk about that. The landfill will now fill with all the lightning cables in the world, but you still can't give me a power brick to charge my phone in the box. You filthy cretins. I hate you, Apple. Screw you. Suck a dick. Die.
Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, that's probably going to cause a lot of e-waste at start, but you know, it's only with the new phone. So there's still, yeah, 100,000 that have the old phone. So.
Yeah.
But no, the second I got this, I'm like, I literally just... I grabbed all the lightning cables I had and put it like in a really shitty knot, and I just threw it at my brother. I'm like, here, you peasant.
There you go. Enjoy.
You idiot. You use lightning cable like a poor loser. All right. Well, us, you know, dignified folk, we got USB-C, you know, so later.
Suck it.
Oh, and they also, do I have it? Hold on a second. Where is it? They also give you this dinky little braided USB-C. Don't worry, it's not 10 gigabyte speeds, but you know.
Wow. And not only did they give you a power brick with that?
No, they didn't.
Oh, so they not only screw you by giving you a shitty cord, they give you the Type C to Type C one, which you can't use with any of your old bricks. They were all USB.
No
you
way.
Fucking idiot. You've been jabated. Oh my God, get shit on.
No, you see, you're actually wrong because for a very long time, I accidentally bought an Anker USB-C amazing power brick. And I'm like, you know what? And it's like fast charging. I've kept it for years, Derek. I'm like, this is going to pay off one day. and I'm holding it. It's now in my backpack. It's officially part of my travel case. And this cord also was, but then, so now what I'm doing is for my unboxing setup, I put my phone up here and then I unplug my Wave mic and it's on a stand. I put it on a stand. So now I just lift it, put it over there, connect it to with this. And the iPhone supplies phantom power. So the microphone's powered up while I record. So I can just, I use my actual recording mic for recordings.
A charger.
By using the stinky little cord. It's like, yeah. So like, yeah, now who's the idiot? Perfect. So don't you ever.
So all it took was you making a fatal mistake of buying the wrong power brick.
Yeah, exactly.
Years ago.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And it paid off.
Bingo. Yeah, it's You're called
right.
the long con.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Although, to be fair, though, Android does it too, but all of them don't provide, like, fast data transfer cables. It's always, like...
Oh, yeah, this isn't saying Android's doing anything better.
Right. They do, too.
Right. No, they fucked us, too.
Everyone was like... Buy...
I think I have the same anchor wall brick you're talking about. And I, like, in my bedroom, I have, like, a 12-foot Type-C cable fast charger one, because I like lay in bed and the outlet's over here, so it just like wraps up onto my bed and I can like roll on my side and look at my phone.
Derek, that's called a problem. Okay. Doom scrolling at night, dude, the blue rays, that's keeps you up.
Yeah. I gotta get the yellow glasses to wear it at bed at night.
Yeah, so now I'm at your place, I won't be like, Derek, do you have a lightning cord for some reason?
I know, we're uniform. Yeah. What was the original one called? Do you have the original iPhone?
I have an adapter for it, like the clunky, you know, 6-pin, you know. Yes, I'm fully integrated. But honestly, no joke, though, this has been, like, the best one I've ever had. I'm, like, in love with it.
It's pretty tight.
I, like, before I go to bed, I'm, like, let's kiss it, you know, give a little kiss.
Yeah.
I actually love the always-on display. Yours has that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
I like that. I'm not sure if this is a bad take, but I think fast charging, like, as a selling point is kind of overrated. I've never cared about fast charging. To me, it's just, like,
it should just be a selling point. It should just be a feature. Like, always right. charge my phone fast. There's never a time I'm like, no, you can slip. I don't need my phone.
Well, like, for me, though, I've never been in a situation where I need it to fast charge, personally. But,
right.
Because I feel like that we're just surrounded by charge, like, just a way to charge it. So, I don't know. I always thought that was weird. But, hey, it's braided, so it can't, like, Wait, what if I...
It's like waving around. Last of truth.
Will it... Can I do it live? It works!
The BDSM has started. Hell yeah.
BDSM. No, I'm going for the full, like... Yeah. Like you'll hear and feel the slam on my desk when I knock out. You know, before we go, I have one last note to say. Hershey's chocolate bars, overrated. I've grown past them.
It's weird. The only way I can eat a Hershey's chocolate bar is like break it up into the small bits it's in and then like suck on it.
So No, you're right. Yeah.
Like anybody who chews on the little bites, but then also bites out of the bar itself is a serial killer.
That's like, yeah, it's like when you're on a first date, you're like, here, can you eat everybody some chocolate? Oh, thanks. They like,
eat it right now. I want to watch you eat it. Yeah. Can I take the check, please?
I'd like to actually, can you take the check?
I'm going to run to the bathroom really quick. But that's the front door. Yeah, the bathroom. It's outside. I gotta go to the bathroom at home. It's a weird
person. You're gonna have to get used to it. Bye. Also, I'm sorry, one more thing. Does Android also not give you earphones in the with the phone?
No.
I earphones hate this gone. World.
Your earphones are iPhone lightning cables,
aren't
they?
No. I bought this specifically.
Oh, you know why they don't give us the earphones anymore?
E-waste.
It's because we don't have a headphone jack anymore. Everything's all Bluetooth.
But this uses USB-C.
Oh, you got one? Thanks.
Well, I know, because I bought it separately. Because the mic qualities on these are actually intensely good. for like, you know, stupid TikToks.
They're
or something.
Like the Apple branded ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
But like, but my point is, why do I have to pay the money for this? It should have just came with my phone. You know, it's
they,
like
they
just,
actually try to force you to buy AirPods and the Galaxy Buds.
I know, and I hate it. I genuinely hate it. I want them to come back. They just kept removing things in phone sales, and then no one batted an eye for some fucking reason. So now we're all fucked.
Yeah.
God damn.
I hate it.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else before we deal with Dusty Trail?
Guys. Been fun. This is it. The road's over. Like, comment, subscribe. Hit the bell notification so you know when we go live and post new videos. Hit the join button down below. Become a goon for only $3 for the month. It helps us out a ton. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I don't even know what we have anymore. TikTok, Twitch,
Spotify.
Spotify. Rate us 5 stars. Keep doing that. Thank you everybody for the support. We love it. Come hang out in Discord with us. That's it.
And you're about to hit the mark. So thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 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 Bye.